Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome, everybody. Just want to say thank you from my heart for joining us on another lovely show today. Today's show is a special show because the biggest message I got about today, as we're moving towards next year, which is a very transformative year, this year is about the year of love. And before we go into meditation and the channeled message, and then I'm going to take Linda's call for reading, and thank you so much for being on top of it, Linda. The biggest message I want to share before we get into a channeled message that I got in meditation is how important it is to really focus in on the vibration of love as this year comes into its second half. If you're not feeling a love within yourself, a connection with your inner spirit from a deeper place of true inwardness, of love, joy, and peace, then there is some separation that's going on inside of you based on some programs or beliefs that's keeping you stuck in that separation feeling. It's not that you're actually separated from it, it's just that you're experiencing a sense of separation. And thereby, from that separation, you'll have more of the challenges and more of the struggles. And again, it's not that that's a bad thing, because sometimes when we go through these cocoon, what I call the butterfly route, through the cocoon, in order to get to this place of connection with your inner spirit, sometimes you have a lesson that you have to go through. And those lessons make you stronger internally with the bond that you have with your inner spirit, that sense of oneness, so that there isn't a sense of the ego trying to control or move things in a direction that makes life more challenging. And when you do have that connection and there is that sense of oneness versus that sense of separation, then your connection with the universe becomes even stronger and the purpose of what you're here to do becomes more apparent and your life becomes more magical. I've seen it time and time again personally how magical things can come about when there is that connection, and how a feeling of discomfort or insecurities or even fears can come about when there is that sense of disconnection, and it causes confusion and lostness. And so today in the meditation, I want you to experience really going into your heart and seeing if there's anything there that's keeping you from really feeling that sense of connection inside. Are you in a protective mode because of getting hurt? Are you in a more of a fight-flight anxious mode because you want something to happen and it's not happening in the manner in which you would like it to happen, so there's more of that searching going on? Really go into your heart today and see what it is that's keeping you from feeling that movement that you would like to have. And the other part that I want, they're talking to me throughout this experience today, which I always love, is also when you go into your heart during this meditation, ask yourself, who's driving your car? I'm not talking about a physical car that you get in. I'm talking about your inner car. Is it your ego that's trying to really want things to come about, those desires, which, of course, there's nothing wrong with it. Although when you allow just the ego to do it and there's a pushing, you're going into the human programs in your mind. And those human programs in your mind are very familiar programs that have a sense of serving you and some that have a sense of holding you back. Yet when you have that oneness, that connection, and you allow more of that inner spirit inside of you to be more active, then there's a sense of newness, there's a sense of innovation, there's a sense of experiences that are way beyond what you've ever imagined and a lot more in alignment with what I call a love that's more expansive and a joy and a peace that's more expansive, rather than that sense of feeling like it's not what you want, or it's not deep enough for you, or it's not loving enough for you, or peaceful enough, or prosperous enough, or work is not as pleasant, whatever that area is for you, or your health is not feeling as great as you would like it to feel. All of that comes about when there's more of that disconnection, unless there's a lesson that you have to go through first in that area that you're having that challenge in. And then part of that will start to move you more into that connection, because through your lesson that you're learning, it strengthens your bond in an inward way. So let's go ahead and close your eyes. And as you're closing your eyes, I really want you to focus way down deep into your heart. And sometimes when we focus in on the surface of the heart, we start to move more into that sense of really feeling love, but on a surface level. And so that love is not as rich or is not as deep or is not as expansive. So as you take a deep breath, I really want you to go deeper into your heart, like you're diving into an ocean. And just allow your breath to go there with you. Focusing all the way down into your heart. And almost like you're bringing a flashlight with you, I want you to look from your right to the left. Starting from the front and working your way all the way into the back of your heart. And I'm going to give you colors that I want you to focus in with this light. I work a lot with colors because symbolically these colors help to open up the energy field when the emotions require more of an opening. So I'm going to see, based on the colors that are online, I'm going to tailor it to you all, even though you can listen to this later on with additional colors. Those that have logged in, you're going to get a special gift for being here today. So as you go into the front part of your heart, I want you to use a white light, almost like a goldish white light. And you're going to go from, I'm hearing, right to left. And then you're going to start working all the way back towards the middle of the heart, all the way back towards the back of the heart, going from the right side to the left side, your right side to the left side, like you're sweeping from right to left with this light, and taking all the way down and with your breath as you're doing that. Sometimes when we work with light, we feel energies, subtle energies that start to open up and be released. The body may have a tinge of a movement, or an aha may come through, a sense of an insight through a memory in the mind. Everybody experiences it differently. And just continue to do that until I say stop, because I'm listening to the spirit guides and the archangels and the higher vibrational beings. I'd like to call them all the way in on this experience, the universal love, to really help the supporting of this deepening of the heart. Okay, so bring your light back to the front of the heart, taking some deep breaths. Now I want you to do this with a pinkish, goldish light. Same thing. Go from right to left. First starting in the front and working your way towards the middle and towards the back. Almost like you're stretching your heart a little bit now with this light. It kind of, if it moves from one side to the next, it's almost like you're stretching a rubber band. You want to imagine the heart becoming slightly bigger each time it goes from right to left. It becomes bigger on the right and bigger on the left. It stretches. Breathing all the way in, just allowing this love to just pour in. Remember to take all the way down with your breath so that you feel this expansiveness all the way down in your body. And finally, I want you to come to the front and just use a gold light. And this time I want you to, instead of sweeping, I want you to circle the gold light around your heart. All the way clockwise, circling it like you're spinning a dial. First starting off slow and then quickening the speed. There's no right way or wrong way to the speed of it as far as how fast you want to go. Just allow the speed to go at its natural course based on how it's supposed to go internally. You'll know. Just let go of figuring it out and just allow the spinning to spin at its own organic flow. Bringing your breath all the way in. And for some of you, you'll start to notice maybe a sense of, some people call it almost like a burning feeling inside the heart or a deepening in the heart. You'll start to feel something different in your heart. And as we call them, the archangels and these higher vibrational love beings that I work with, universal love and the angelic family. I'm also going to call in anything else that's of high vibrational energy, spirit guides from the people that are on this phone or on the website to support them in this expansiveness. Asking them to hold the energy of the people that they're guiding and the rest of these high vibrational beings, archangels, universe, to now open the energy with downloading this loving energy for each person that's on this experience, helping them to feel the love inside and allow them to know the importance of this bond always coming from inside first and then taking that into the world and sharing that, so that you attract a vibrational match, whether it be with friends, with coworkers, with the public, or even with a partnership, in order to have that in your life, you have to be it first. And the strength of it has to be so strong. Allow yourself to just breathe. It's all the way in. Being so special inside takes a gift of knowing how worthy you are, to a place where nothing and no one can affect it, when that bond is so strong. this solid connection becomes stronger. And the biggest message is a veil becomes lifted. And as we start moving towards the summer, my heart goes on fire. This veil is becoming lighter and lighter. And what I mean by a veil is that when you let go of the protection and you really open up your heart, allowing the love to come inside, things change in the external world. It may take a little while to see it because sometimes the illusions of the outside world, based on what you've done and before you decide to let go of whatever it was that you were protecting yourself from, maybe getting hurt again or vibrations that aren't a match to love. If we protect ourselves, we protect ourselves from that and also from love. So you can have healthier boundaries, and through those healthier boundaries, you're opening your heart to love and saying no to that of which is not part of love. This way, you're not a victim. You're more of in control, not controlling, in control with your love inside. And you walk with your head up high, your confidence is strong, and then you start to really have this magical life that's based on love, not fear or insecurities. And man, the ride is quite an adventure when you get to that place. So as we move into the summer months, the biggest message that's important is to let go of those protective energies that you have and see if there's any way you can shift it to more of a healthier boundary. Be a little bit more vulnerable with that. And from that place, you'll start to see a shift inside. You have to go deep. Sometimes what's happened before you went into this place created some really deep protection that prevented you from playing or enjoying or opening up to this deep love inside and then sharing with others and challenging you to part and make peace with it. And when I say I, it's your spirit guides and the archangels, and of course I care, so I'm going to include myself. Remember that love is always stronger than anything else that contradicts it. And if you stand strong in love, in spite of what others may do or be, knowing that their path, their karma will be affected, how you respond, if you stay in love, you're not affected. So bless them if they're not in alignment. And walk away without entertaining it, so that you stay connected to love. Take good care of yourself. And always remember how special you are. And when you're ready, slowly come back into this room, giving yourself as big of a hug as you possibly can. Put a smile on that beautiful face of yours. And take some deep breaths and welcome back. Okay, so just a couple of things I want to do before, you know, Linda already went to. Thank you, Linda, for doing your donation. So if you're interested in having a reading, I ask that you make anything, any kind of donation, just a way of giving back. And it opens up your energy field to abundance. I've actually found this out in so many ways that when we open our energy field and give back, whether it's love or money or whatever, it's all an energy. And that enoughness can go from love to money to health, all areas. So that's why I do it by donation, any amount, to help you get off that stuckness of the not enoughness, whether it's in any form. If you have it in one area, it does seep into the other areas as well. And breaking that bond will help you to feel more of that flow. And it's so freeing. You just don't have those limits that keep you stuck. Even if you take and you put a dollar, you know, it's just saying, I believe in the universe. So if that's something that you want to do, it's not mandatory. I just want you to know that, whether it's in this show or in life in general, open your heart to love, open your heart to peace, open your heart to prosperity. Keep opening up your energy and keep loving it so that you keep that flow moving instead of the fear and shutting it down. Keep the flow moving by embracing anything that you're stuck in. Just embrace it. It opens up the channels and it helps you to free those limiting bonds that you have, whether it's in a belief system or whether it's in a current experience. Remember, that's a current experience. It's not your future. It's your current experience. And in any moment, at any time, you can break that limitation in any form by making a commitment that you're confident enough to not let it control you, that you can surrender it to the universe and ask the universe to help you break it so that the flow of whatever it is that's going on in your life continues to flow and you're not feeding the lack in any form. So I want to encourage you to really look deep inside yourself and ask, is there anything keeping you stuck in your life? The next show, I haven't actually scheduled it yet because it goes based on a month-to-month basis. It's going to be on May 13th at 8 o'clock. And each month when I do these shows, I always tune in and see what they want me to focus in on. And I'm always excited because it becomes so amazingly exciting to hear the messages and the energies behind it. And when you have that, I share that with you all so that you can receive the gift as well. So it's always my pleasure. Okay, so let's go ahead and take the first caller, which is Linda. And I want to ask you to have your one question available to say, stay focused in on your heart. Don't record these because it does conflict with the energy of tuning in. It causes static. So you're welcome to take notes. And when you ask the question, I want you to ask it in a very clear way without getting too caught up behind it, because that's just going to create more of a disharmony with what I'm going to hear from your spirit guides. Okay? So, and then I'll get into some other specials that we're going to have a little bit later on. All right, so let me go ahead and take the first caller, which is Linda. She went in and did her thing. So let's go ahead and start then. Are you on the air, Linda?
Hello.
Can you speak up a tiny bit? I can barely hear you.
Sure, I can.
Okay. Yeah, okay, now I can hear you better. Much better.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't even have a question now, because I was just a lot
of
meditation.
Oh, no, that's so cute.
Beautiful.
I put you on the spot and you forgot the question. I love it.
I can't even think. Is there just something that the angels want to tell me? Some guidance? Because I've got a lot going on right now. A lot of change.
Okay. So give me an area that you want me to tune into, because otherwise it's going to feel a little scattered with what they want to say. Like, do you want me to focus in on the work side, the relationship side, your personal side, moving? Where do you want me to ask them?
I guess my personal.
Okay. And is it the relationship with yourself you want me to see what's going on?
That would be great.
Did you say yes?
I'm sorry. I'm talking soft again.
Yeah, because I do hear a lot of transformation that's going on. It almost looks like your spirit guides are really kind of funny, actually. They're showing me like a roller coaster of you going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's almost like you have this lesson around attachment. You've been holding on to things, and It's not always necessarily tangible things. It could be intangible things like belief systems and so forth, which is a biggie for you, is your belief systems of things that aren't serving you anymore. You have a tendency to hold on to it, and because of that, that's where your struggles have come through. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So as you get towards August, do you have a birthday coming up around that time? Because I see a huge shift in your energy around then. August, September.
In September, you said?
August. When's your birthday? What month is your birthday?
Your birthday's in October.
Oh, cool. So it's right before your birthday. Yeah, you have a huge shift going on. It starts in August and it starts to move into September. What they're showing me is your energy is going to flip to the other side a little bit more. You've been almost like, they're showing me like operating with your head upside down feeling. It's like going backwards in a sense of your learning. And it's been very difficult for you. The great news is you're moving out of that heavy phase of your life and you're starting to move more into some greater joy. You've had a lot of struggles. The great thing about that is because of those struggles, it made you stronger and also made you stop pushing so hard. So as you start moving into August, things are going to lighten up for you. You're going to have a lot of new spirit guides that are going to come in. You've had more earth-based spirit guides. They almost felt shamanic in the sense when I say earth-based, I use that word to help you to really stand grounded in learning. As you start moving towards August, you're going to have more lighter, etheric spirit guides, and you're going to start moving more into a different vibration, which is going to feel a lot easier and a lot lighter for you. So between now and then, it's so important for you to really start taking better care of yourself. Rest a lot more, eat healthier, take walks. Baths. I don't know why baths keeps popping up. I don't know if you like water, but the water of the bath is very important for you. Yeah, good.
Okay.
You need to really do a lot of more inner cleansing, drinking more water. Water is a biggie for you. It just they keep showing me water. I don't know if you have a beach by you, but if you do, that would be good for you too, to get towards the air of the ocean to help you. Because when you start moving towards June and July, the energy is going to start closing out. And through that closure, it's going to start feeling like 1 minute an opening and the next minute a closing. So know that that's all part of this new energy coming in. The old has to move out. If you let go of the attachment, you have the time between now and June to really master this. Then when the closure starts to come about, it'll be a lot easier for you to move through that transition between one phase of your life and the next phase of your life. Yeah. And that's going to make it a lot more enjoyable. Gosh, the time went fast. We only have a minute left. Okay, so I'm going to send you love for now. If you want, I can contact you and kind of give you a little bit more information about some things that may be of interest to you. Do I have your permission to do that?
That would be great.
Okay, love. Okay, so let me just quickly take this other call and see if she had a question.
Okay, thank you
and
so much.
Thanks. You're welcome, love. I'm excited for you. You're going through some really great times. Okay. In the 60 seconds, did you have a quick question? Are you listening to the show? Are you there? Hello?
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 Okay. So 715, if you want to type your message in, I don't know if you just, your phone wasn't working. I tried to get you on the phone. Okay, so we only have 11 seconds left. The next show is going to be, as I mentioned, so I'm writing down this phone number so I could somehow get a hold. So I will talk to you next month, everybody, and I want to wish you lots of love and peace and blessings. 715, I'll give you a call and see if you could pick up the phone.